feelings of limitless horizons, of being simultaneously more powerful and also more helpless than one ever was before, of great ecstasy and wonder and awe, the loss of placing in time and space. These are some of the words that Maslow used to describe peak experiences. In peak experiences, people perceive and understand the world from the standpoint of what Maslow called be-cognition, or being cognition. The self expands and merges with the world. The world seems more meaningful. Often along with this comes an altered perception of time and space. And afterwards, things don't seem quite the same. Think about it. Can you identify peak experiences that you've had? I've definitely had this experience when traveling, especially on my own in some part of the world I've never been. Or also, sometimes when I'm painting, I get in this zone and become totally immersed in my painting, and time goes by and I don't know where it went. This happened to Maslow the first time he kissed Bertha. Maslow first thought this experience was unique to self-actualizers, but then he found that all people are potential peakers. They're like little tastes of self-actualization, and since they're intrinsically rewarding, they can motivate people to grow. But some people respond to them by suppressing them, therefore they don't recognize them when they occur, or they can prevent them from occurring. Maslow talked about the appeal of drug use and meditation as wrapped up in the potential for peak experiences, but he suggested that when people engage in a behavior with the sole intention of having a peak experience, it detracts from it and cheapens the experience. One area of research that fits well with Maslow's conceptualization is Csikszentmihalyi's work on what he calls flow. He defines flow as a focused state of consciousness on something outside the self, that is, losing oneself in a task. He shows in research that this is most apt to happen when there is an equivalent ratio of skills to challenges. If skills exceed challenges, then this is likely to produce boredom, whereas if challenges exceed skill, then this can be anxiety-provoking. But when you hit that sweet spot right in the middle, then people are most likely to experience flow.